And welcome back to the Boomer Coaches Show here live at Long Shots Bar and Grill. Now I'm joined by two of the Boomer soccer players on the men's team. It's senior midfielder captain Uriel Quintero and senior striker captain Adolfo Hernandez. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for for coming up here. Welcome, gentlemen, and glad to have you on. I'm going to ask this for both of you. Talk about the Northwest Klassen tournament that you just had over the weekend. I know you didn't get the result you wanted, but there was some really good competition there, 6A schools. But you got the consolation match. You won that one. Overall, let's just get your thoughts. I'll let you take that one.
It was pretty good. I mean, it was a 6A tournament, so we went up against, you know, pretty difficult teams. I mean, they played good. I think we played our hardest. We did as much as we could, and I think we did good. You know, we did as best as we could, I think.
What can you learn from a tournament like that going up against some of that really good 6A talent?
Just kind of learning off them, seeing how they move, how they play. Since, I mean, they're 6A for a reason. So, I mean, just kind of watch them and, you know, or even, like, experience against other teams to help us get, like, experience against harder teams if we go against teams like that in the future. So
Uriel, as a midfielder, I can't talk tonight. It's just one of those nights. Let's talk about what role you play on the pitch and as a captain on the team.
I run back and forth. You know, I help the defense if I can, help the attack. As captain, I help keep the team in line. I talk to everybody, make sure we're all doing good, make sure nobody gets hot-headed. You know, keep the team in line, make sure we're doing what we need to do and keeping everybody's hopes up, you know, if something's going bad.
So soccer, it's a big pitch. It's a big football field, basically. So
yeah.
How vocal do you have to be in the game of soccer when you're out on the pitch?
You got to be pretty loud.
Yeah.
Like, incredibly loud.
You have to yell at the top of your lungs to, you know, for a pass coming or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, be very vocal.
Well, Adolfo, I'm going to ask you the same question as a striker. Let's talk about your position, what your duties are, and what you're supposed to be able to accomplish when you're on the pitch.
Well, pretty much. I'm just trying to, you know, score, obviously. Just keep the team together and, you know, just move up as one.
Well, let's talk, Uriel, for those that don't know the soccer position, I already said that. Adolfo, let's talk about your win against the Eagles last night. Let's go with that one. You guys struggled, like you said, in that tournament.
Yeah.
Got to win the consolation round. Now you got some head of steam. You got to win last night against Weatherford in overtime, 2-1. Talk about that game. What did you learn about your team in that game? And moving forward, what do you expect to start happening and start rolling? Are you guys gelling a little bit more now?
Yeah, I mean, just keeping together and staying together is all that really matters. But, I mean, as long as we got the win, then all that mattered, right?
And how much of a boost is that going into a district matchup tomorrow against a good cash team?
I mean, it's pretty good. It's pretty important now that we're, you know, starting to win more, getting more confidence. And, yeah.
I'm going to ask both of you this question. You know, obviously we didn't have a soccer year last year. I think you played a couple games and then we got cut off because of the pandemic. So let's describe this year in terms of how is it different from other years that you played, you know, soccer in your high school career?
Well, I mean, for me, I moved up. Back, like, I guess the last 3 years, I played left back in the defense, and this year I got moved up to the middle, so that's a change. So it's been something, getting used to it, playing there. It's been fun.
What about you, Adolfo?
Yeah, well, I'm just, you know, getting moved around everywhere, so, you know, it's fun, but.
Coach is laughing at you. He's like, yeah. I'm doing that. Well, let's talk, you know, in terms of differences, you know, this is a cardio sport. So how did that affect your training in a pandemic? And we're still in the middle of a pandemic. How does that, you know, how's it different this year than other years?
I don't think it's been very much different. It's kind of been the same. We do the same thing as usual, the stations.
Yeah.
Same conditioning.
Are they using certain protocols with, you know, getting new balls out there, you know, every several minutes, you know, sanitizing?
Oh,
all that stuff.
Different water bottles.
Oh, okay. So do you have your own?
Yeah.
Just like the football team, you got your own with your name on it?
Yeah.
So there's like, what, 40 bottles over there for everybody?
Yeah, pretty
It's pretty funny. You see that on a football field. You got all lined up. Let's talk about, you know, plans after high school for both of you. You guys are seniors. Do you plan on going and playing college soccer somewhere? And are you looking at any colleges right now?
Well, I'm just waiting to see till the season's over, see what I have. But I'm just, you know, kind of chilling right now. I'm not really looking too deep into it yet.
How about you?
I'm kind of on the same thing. I'd like to go play college ball, but I'm kind of just hanging out right now, just kind of focused on our season right now.
Are you wanting to stay close to home, or are you willing to go somewhere else, you know, farther away?
I'd like to stay in state, but I really don't know.
What about you, Adolfo?
Just best offer, honestly.
Anything and everything. So what do you think, get back to the cash match tomorrow, what do you think the keys to the match will be tomorrow against the Bulldogs to get another win and keep this this train going on the right track?
I think just playing our own game is going to get us a win. Just playing as we always do and just, you know, having confidence in ourselves and what we can do.
About you, Yuro, got anything to add to that?
He's spot on. I mean, just playing our game, making sure we're all together as a team. We don't separate, we don't get ahead of each other, and we all just kind of bond and have chemistry, play our game, and just do what we do.
Besides you guys, obviously you guys are vocal leaders on the pitch. Who else is kind of the vocal leader out there when you're on the pitch, and who do you look to get the ball to in transition if it's not you scoring, Adolfo?
Well, I usually look to Lucas because he's really vocal out there and he knows what he's doing. And Jackson, he also knows what he's doing. So I like to, you know, talk to them, you know, keep them in check. They keep me in check too. So
you guys pretty loose, pretty tight as a group, you know, like brothers. Who's the class clown on the team? Who's the jokester?
It's gotta be Adolfo.
It's you?
Yeah, I guess so.
You're
yeah.
the jokester? I would never have guessed that at all. So you're kind of loose. You keep everybody laughing out there and just having fun.
I try to, but you know, sometimes people just get hot-headed and it happens. But keeping them cool down.
You have to bring them down.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, guys, I appreciate you coming on. Good luck tomorrow night, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Seniors Uriel Quintero and Adolfo Hernandez. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk to the head coach, J.P. Shirky, after this. You're listening to Boomers Coaches on Z92. Back here to the Boomers Coaches Show live from Longshot's Bar and Grill, and joining me now is the head coach of the Boomers Coaches. It's one of those nights for me.
Hey, it's all right.
The Boomers soccer team is JP Shirky. How are you doing, coach?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Well, glad to have you and spend some time with us and kind of educate us about Boomers soccer. Let's talk about the first of the year. You had some good opponents. Started out 4-1. Talk about the opening of the year for your team.
We started out really well. Everyone was healthy, so that was a solid bonus. We got to start out, played well together, fought through a very tough Bethany team, got a win in PKs, which is a great experience. Because in non-district play, you go straight to penalty kicks in the course of a tie. That was a great lesson for us. We got up early on them. They're a tough team. They didn't give up. We learned a lesson in the fact that when you get somebody down, you got to keep your foot on them. We kind of let up, let them back in the game, finish the match 2-2. They go in, and we tuck away 5 penalty kicks in a row, and Evan Dunn comes up with a big save, and we get that win. We go on to Heritage Hall after that. They're one of the best coach teams in the state. Their coach is very solid, and he does a lot with not very much and does amazing things when he's got great talent. And so they're always a tough competitor. And we slide away with that win. Then we run to Ponca City, a 6A school, and we really played well there. It took us a little bit to get going. We started off a little slow, ended that game 4-0, and then went into an Enid game that's one of the better teams that we've played. And that was the best team at that point in time. Got down and battled back to a 3-2 loss in that game. Had some opportunities that we didn't capitalize on, but all in all was a great match. Then started district play with a big win against Elk City.
Yeah, it was a big win here against Elk City. Let's talk, you know, you had your Northwest Classic tournament last weekend. You finished in the consolation round, got a win, went 1-2 in that tournament. You had some big opponents in that tournament, too. Let's just, you know, briefly touch about that. What'd you learn about your team, and was it just a case of just wasn't playing real well as a team, or just better teams?
Well, it's very good competition. Santa Fe South is a soccer powerhouse in Oklahoma and has been forever. But we came out, it was like our legs were just a little heavy that game. We weren't moving as fluently as what we could have. We did finish that game out on a low note. We battled back. We got into the game. It's 1-1. Had a couple of unfortunate incidences, and they tucked a couple away, and we went down on that one. We go into play Southmore, another quality 6A school. We changed the formation up and made a few changes, did a few different things, and had some success. We have a young keeper who has very little experience. I moved him to keeper last year as a freshman. He got a couple of games under his belt before we got cut loose, and he had some amazing saves, and he had one blunder in that game. And we're really glad to get that out of the way. And I have all the confidence in the world that he won't ever give up a goal like that one again. That was tough to battle back from against a team like that. We went right down, tucked the ball away twice, and were called just offsides twice. So we could have gone up 2-1 there. Didn't happen. And then they tucked one away late, and they came away with a 2-0 win. Great competition. That day was really tough to play in. Every time we played on Friday, there was a 30-plus mile-an-hour wind. So one time you're going with the wind, then you're going against the wind. And really, it's not a whole lot of a great advantage to go with the wind as much as it is just the disadvantage playing out of the back from the keeper's perspective. Playing into a 30 to 40 mile an hour wind is really tough. So, you know, that's a tough situation to play in. The boys adapted. We changed formations, moved people around, moved Adolfo. He's always been a defensive midfielder throughout his entire high school career, from freshman all the way up, and moved him up to striker. He's had a little bit of success there. We're still working on some things to understand the position because it is drastically different. But he's making some strides. So,
well, let's talk about the Weatherford game last night. Got a big win on the road against an Eagle team, 2-1 in overtime. Talk about that game.
We came into that game. We got several injuries in that Northwest Classen tournament. Jackson Heckard is a big part of our attack, and he strained a groin in the Elk City game. So we didn't have him in any of those matches. And then we had one of our right backs, Johnny, got hurt. And then Lucas was out last night. So we had three starters that were out last night. Aaron's kind of nursing some stuff. And then we had Sam Cheap got a little banged up last night. And so we had a lot of young guys that came in and fulfilled big minutes and stepped up and played really well for us. And got some tough varsity minutes. You know, they've all had some varsity minutes, but it's been in cleanup duty. But they had some tough varsity minutes last night and got that experience, which is great. And then we were able to dig deep. We had a couple of guys that didn't get a sub last night at all. Uriel was one of those. Daniel Pinkert is one of those. And they worked in the midfield. And anybody that has ever played in the midfield understands the amount of travel that takes place at mm-hmm. that position, and they really dug deep, and I told them at the end of regulation, man, if they've got anything left, reach down and grab it. You guys put it together for a couple of minutes and you'll find the net. And opening kickoff, we went down and pressed on the net, didn't quite capitalize. They countered, went down. Evan makes a they cross the ball across the mouth of goal. Evan Dunn dives out, catches the ball, great to stop that cross, and it was a great play. We played out of the back, came right down, tucked it away. It was a big time win. Weatherford team that is much improved. I think they were better than what we expected. I think that was also a good lesson in not to take anybody for granted. So we've had a lot of learning points throughout the course of the season, and the guys are doing really well, and we're growing. We're going to be light on numbers again tomorrow against Cash. We're going to ask some guys that weren't necessarily expected to get a lot of varsity minutes, especially not in district play that has playoff ramifications, but they're going to get them tomorrow night.
Talk about these two guys as two of your leaders, also some other leaders on your team. Talk about what they've meant to your team thus far this year.
Well, these guys, I've got a great senior class, and it's like this every year. I struggle. We talk about being a family, you know, and I always refer to it as I've got hundreds of sons. You know, I've got three that I fathered, but I've got hundreds of sons, and I treat them that way. If they act a fool, they get in trouble. If they do good, they're praised. And, you know, anytime they get in trouble, that for whether it be disciplinary or anything else, they get a hug. That's a rule. It has to happen. We do that. And so every year when they graduate, it's tough. It's hard on me. These guys came in as freshmen. We pulled up a clip of Adolfo when he was a freshman this year. We all had a pretty good joke with it and laughs. And it was a lot of fun, and how much he's changed over these 4 years. But these guys have stepped up, and they've been great. Been a lot of fun. I hated losing last year. I know they did too. But they'll be missed, you know. And Uriel talked about playing in the back line. He comes in as a freshman, and he's a midfielder and a striker. You just ask him, he'll tell you. And I could see it in him, and we needed some help as an outside back, so I moved him back there. He didn't want to be there, and he fought me on it, but he was doing a good job getting a few varsity minutes. And then as a sophomore, we talked coming in out of an early practice, and I said, hey, where you want to play? And he goes, anywhere on the field. And I learned right then that he had it figured out and understood his role. And he took on that left back position and maybe one of the best outside backs that I've ever had. And with kind of a shortage in the midfield this year, I knew he had the experience. He has the skills to play there. He has the vision to play there. Even though I think he could go into a college role and be a phenomenal outside back, moved him into a central midfield position, and he's been great. Him and Lucas and Adolfo, when we're in the 4-1-4-1, do a great job together. They communicate and talk, and Aaron and Daniel and Jackson and Caden Reed are all linking up top and out wide, and they're very threatening. They're dangerous together.
Well, let's talk about Cash tomorrow. Obviously, another big district opponent coming in, and you're going to be shorthanded, like you just said. What do you know about Cash, and what are the keys to getting a victory tomorrow here at Boomer Field?
So Cash are very aggressive. They're athletic. They've got one player that's really, really sound. Phenomenal player, is already signed. He's going to go play at the next level. We're going to do our best to keep him in check. If you know, the guys were talking earlier about staying together, and in that they mean their shape. And we run different formations for different purposes and different tactics. And as long as they keep their shape, and that's a fluent shape. So, you know, Adolfo, if he's playing striker and Uriel is in the midfield, there can be an overlapping, and Adolfo just flows right into the midfield position, and Uriel becomes a striker. And in that fluidity, they still have to remain that shape, keep that shape, and remain sound in that. And if we can stay in that shape and connect passes, probably the biggest thing that we failed to do in the tournament was pass the ball firm and play to feet. Our passes went a little awry, and we've missed that. Did a little bit better last night, and hopefully we can do a lot better tomorrow night. And if we do that, then we'll come out of there victorious. And hopefully those young guys, Sam Cheap has always been coming off the bench for us this year, and he's going to be in a starting role and have to give us a lot of minutes. Mondo Montez, Armando has to he's been fighting through an injury, but he'll give us as many minutes as he can, and that's going to be real important. We got a freshman, a couple of sophomores that gave us minutes last night, and Jackson Heckert's little brother, James, he's a freshman. He gave us some sound minutes, and he'll have to do that again. Chris Rosales stepped up as a sophomore midfielder with Lucas being out, and he did a good job. Kobe Camacho was another sophomore that did a sound job last night. Those guys have to step up, and we need them. Evan Hutchins stepped in for Johnny at outside back. Those guys are going to have to play to the top of their game. And I believe they'll do that, and they have that ability. And when that happens, these guys will fight through it, and they'll come out on top tomorrow.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a 6-3 start and your ranking as well. You're number 2 in Class 4A District 2. And good luck tomorrow against the Bulldogs.
Appreciate it.
And that was Coach J.P. Shirky. I'm going to keep it right here. We're going to go ahead and wrap things up. And if you haven't got out to the football stadium to watch the soccer team.
You're right. It's a soccer stadium.
Okay, yeah. Soccer stadium.
Yeah, we run that house, right?
Coach Lucian would you and Coach Lucian, I'd like to see that fight. But anyways, go out there and watch them on the pitch tomorrow. The girls start at 5:30. The boys will follow after that. So get a game in before Easter. You can see some great soccer being played. Also tomorrow, we're going to have baseball on Z92. We'll have a doubleheader on Z92. I'll be covering that dugout show at 4:15. Boomers are hosting the Bethany Broncos in district action as well, so you can join me for 4:15 dugout show. Want to thank my guest on the show tonight, sophomores Ava Long, Kendall Wells, and senior Peyton Cook, along with head coach Amy Province. Also on the boys' side, seniors Uriel Quintero and Adolfo Hernandez, along with head coach J.P. Shirky. So like I said, thanks for tuning in to the Woodward Boomers Coach Show. It's been sponsored by High Plains Tire, where your dollar goes further, and so do your tires. And thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next Wednesday. This has been the Boomers Coaches Show on Z92.